Kick off your boots and turn it up.
Turn up the volume. It's the weekend.
It's time for New Local Country First.
I love listening to the radio while I'm driving. It gives me a chance to explore new music and also just helps pass the time.
You're kicking country on
Buck 92.3,
where country legends live.
Hey, this is Jeremy with Kicking Country and Keeping It Local on Buck 92.3 FM and buck92.com. Also, mymichiganpodcast.com as well. Today, I got with me Dustin Wolford. Dustin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Jeremy. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Go ahead and let the listeners know where you're from and just a little bit about you.
I'm from Onaway, Michigan. I currently reside in Metro Detroit, Rochester Hills. I like, the new phase of my life here of going out and performing and getting to play at all these local venues and little bars. Lately, this past fall and winter, I got to go around all little towns in Michigan. It's been quite the adventure.
Yeah, it's been fun following along all of these local artists that I've been interviewing. How did you first get into country music?
I'll be honest, it's kind of just fate came along with time. I grew up in a small town, not really too much going on. Did the usual, played football, getting in trouble with friends, shenanigans. Played guitar a lot with my stepdad and brothers, mainly listened to classic rock. Led Zeppelin, Aerosmith.
All the classics.
Much, traditional, yeah, Black Crowes, you name it, my stepdad was embedding it into our head on guitar. By the time I was 13, 14, I just I entered the talent show in Onaway, Michigan. And, from there, I just wanted to, be a performer. And, country music just came with time. Like I said, it's kind of just fate.
Yeah. Was there a moment that you knew you wanted to do this?
Yeah, when my children were born. I mean, I wanted to be a rock star since I was a young kid, like most kids do that play an instrument. I kind of lost touch when I got older. I had children young right out of high school. It took them to getting a little bit older and wanting to do it themselves to really push and get back into it, just to teach them that you can do anything you set your mind to,
Uh-huh. Who was your biggest musical influences growing up?
I'd honestly have to say, I have quite a bit, but probably Toby Keith is one of my biggest influences growing up. That guy just put a message out to the world that was can't not hear, He's an incredible artist, did incredible things. He just wanted to do great things in the country music world and music world and just, make sure everybody's having a good time. And, he's the life of the party to make sure everybody had a great time,
Yeah.
He's just outstanding guy. And there's not another artist out there that compares to Toby Keith to me.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd have to honestly say Johnny Cash is another one.
Yeah. If someone's never heard your music before, how would you describe your sound?
Well, I'll tell you, I try my hardest to be as genuine as possible. You go out to the bars, you hear the same old bar songs that pretty much every place you go for live music, you run into the same old 90s country music.
Mm-hmm.
I myself try to go a little bit further back. I go, play Charlie Pride to Shaboozy,
Yeah.
My set list personally is pretty across the board. I try to break it up, I try to do a lot more outlaw country as well to mix it up, but
mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm a 90s country fan, and that
yeah.
So is most of the world. I don't know if there's a better era than 90s country music,
Yeah.
I guess it's hard to come out of that sound. I try to be as genuine as possible in my specific sound. I'd have to say I'm more of an outlaw country music singer.
Yeah. What does being a local artist mean to you?
Well, I'd say not just sticking to your hometown and going to the same basic venue every Friday night, Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Local to me is going to be, pretty much statewide.
Yeah.
I consider myself a local artist, and I got a concert in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah.
And then I got a concert as far as Iron Mountain, so.
Beautiful area up there.
Oh, yeah, we're real excited to get up there. And, I like people in my home state to know that we're representing Michigan, and country music just don't come from the South.
Yeah.
It's pretty it's pretty popular in northern Michigan, I'd say, and over the next few years, that's I think it's going to get way more popular as it, you know, as the years go on.
Yeah.
It's blown up over the past 2 years itself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you have a favorite place to play music or write music? Like, you got a favorite venue that you like to play at? Got another favorite place where you like to write music?
I'll be honest, my absolute favorite place to play guitar is my mom's backyard. It's my home away from home. That's where I grew up. That's where I first touched the guitar. And I play there every year, every 4th of July. I'm at my mom's house. You know, it's my comfort zone is right around our campfire in the backyard there. It's, you know, I'll never be able to top it. You know, I got a lot of memories there, and, you know, I played for quite a bit of people there. I probably played for, you know, up close to 100 people in the backyard there at a time. That's pretty big numbers for a backyard.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Yeah, where do you usually find inspiration for your songs?
So I've been over, you know, I've been in the construction game my whole life. My stepdad and father both do construction. I own a flooring installation company. So I'll be honest, I find myself writing most of my songs throughout the day when I'm at work, you know, just in my own head, getting work done, working really hard. And, you know, it just comes to me, whether I'm talking about something that happened the day before, something that happened on my way home. Most of my songs that I've written have coming from personal stories that just happened to me on my time on the road, you know?
Yeah. Is there one song that you've written that means the most to you?
That's a pretty hard question, because most of my songs mean quite a bit, because like I said, I try to stay pretty personal with them. I currently, you know, I'm still producing a song. It's called In My Hand.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working on it for several years now. I wrote it probably 4 years ago. And it's probably my favorite song. Like I said, it ain't released yet.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that right producer, that right sound to back me for me to bring it out. But it's coming with time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's called Beer in My Hand.
Okay. What's your songwriting process like? Do you do lyrics first or melody first?
Well, that's different every time. Most, you know, I'll be honest. Most guitar players, you know, genuine guitar player, you're gonna sit there and pick at your guitar quite a bit when you're bored.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, there's a lot of times when you just come up with a, you know, great melody or a great, you know, great guitar work, and you want to put it to a song. But then vice versa, there's a time you come up with a sweet line, you know, or you want to put it in a song. So you write it down and save it. But I'd say most of the time I'm writing music while I'm at work and in my daily, you know, tasks and life. And then I'll put music to it.
Yeah.
If I have a song that I liked or something that I put together prior, I'll go back and say, hey, can this work for these lyrics? And, you know, I'll be honest, sometimes it takes 5, 6, 7 years to get a good song together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard to say that, you know?
Yeah. What can fans expect when they come to one of your shows?
Well, I try my hardest to have a great time and make sure every single person out there is having a great time. You know, that's what's most important, is that, you know, people come out to relieve from daily life, you know? Life's getting stressful and stressful. You know, everybody just wants to have fun, put a smile on and relax. You know, that's my job as an entertainer and a performer to make sure that happens when you come out on a Friday, Saturday night, you know?
Yep.
You know, boot stomping good time. That's all to expect when you come to a Dustin Walford concert.
Oh, yeah. Here's a fun one I always like to ask. These next few are actually some fun ones I like to ask. Do you remember your first live performance?
It was in the 8th grade. Once again, in Onaway, Michigan. I believe the year was 2007. I played at the Onaway Middle School Talent Show in front of about 300 or 400 students, all my peers. That's pretty nerve-wracking experience, but I made it through, and the crowd loved it. I didn't sing. I was able to played lead guitars for Crazy Train, Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay.
Crowd went wild. It was a great time.
What's been your most memorable show so far?
Probably I just went to MD Sports Tavern, and I'll be honest, that place, it's got a different feeling when you go in there and play it. You know, the crowd is great, the food is great.
That's the one that's over
in there.
That's the one that's over in Davison, right?
Correct. Yep. It's you get off North 75 by Flint.
Yep.
I forget, you know, the road, right? It's off the main highway right there in Davison, but
Yeah.
Yeah, just an incredible little bar to play at. So I was really surprised with their service, you know. Stood out tremendously compared to the other venues I was at recently, you know.
That's pretty cool. If you could open for any country artist, who would it be?
I'd have to say either Johnny Cash or Toby Keith, but then neither of them are possible. So today and age, I'd have to say Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah, they're pretty good in concert. But they did show their age.
Yeah.
I seen them.
Yeah, they're incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, they were fun to watch. Here's one of my favorite questions I've asked all my my guests that I've asked these questions to. Road trip snack of choice.
Well, I wouldn't say snack of choice, but we're hitting McDonald's after every gig on the way home just because of the time and convenience of it. You know, I hate to say it, but a double cheeseburger.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is. Not the healthiest choice, but.
Chad Flores, he thought he started something over there on the west side of the state, but he takes a McDouble and puts Mac sauce on it, which I've done that too. Because, you get a Big Mac, you got that extra bun in the middle, and I don't like the extra bun, so I always peel it off, throw it away. So I just started ordering McDoubles with Mac sauce. And so,
yeah, that's actually across the whole state. I'm from northern Michigan. And I thought we started that way up in, we had to drive 45 minutes, 30 minutes to get to McDonald's and have one in Onaway. But Sheboygan, Michigan had one. I thought that was a thing there.
Yeah.
I moved down to Metro Detroit when I was about 16 and, growing up here too. So I'd say that's a Michigan thing, but yeah, it's delicious. That's what I get every time, McDouble with Mac sauce.
Yep. We'll be right back with more Dustin Wolford.
It's Dustin Wolford, and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
We'll be right back on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Mid-Michigan Sports, live right here. Every Monday at 7, Sports Director Austin Shattuck and Jeremy Wood break down the biggest plays, biggest wins, and biggest stories in local sports on the Buck 92.3 Sports Show, featuring interviews with players, coaches, and champions from across the region. Don't miss it. Monday nights at 7 on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live.
Snethkamp Chrysler of Midland continues our declaration of deals with no payments for 90 days and 0% APRs on our entire selection of new vehicles. The deals only get better and the payments lower with 2.9% APR for 72 months and up to $15,000 in savings on select 26 Ram 1500s, or lease one from $349 a month. 2026 Pacificas get savings up to $8,500 or lease from $379 a month. Ask about our additional Costco member savings. Lease a 2026 Wrangler from $349 a month or save up to $7,500. Save up to $12,500 on Gladiator Rubicon or Mojave or get 0% for 36 months. 2026 Durangos lease from $499 a month or 0% for 60 months. 2026 Compasses get 1.9% APR for 72 months or save up to $5,500. Snethkamp Automotive of Midland, serving Michigan for 100 years and still making car buying fun.
Welcome back to Kickin' Country. Country first on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Now back with more Dustin Wolford interview.
Here's another favorite one that I like to ask. What is your favorite country song of all time?
Should have been a cowboy.
Yeah. Mine, I always go back to Garth Brooks' The Dance.
Yeah, that's actually an incredible song. I that's one of the songs I perform live.
Yeah.
A cover song, it's great. Garth Brooks is an incredible artist as well.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up listening to him. I'm one of my mom's favorite.
We're getting into these some closing questions now. Here's a couple closing ones. What is the biggest goal you're chasing right now?
Honestly, my children are still young. I'm kind of stepping back from performing as much and try to keep it, one show a month or under. And I've been really focusing on trying to get a solid band together.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with a lot of learning and a lot of interviewing, a lot of getting to know individuals and meeting other musicians. I've been at it now for probably 2 years. I'm still down looking for two more members, but it'll come with time.
That's pretty
much what I'm focusing on. And then I have a couple more songs getting released. So, with work down in the studios in Nashville, we're going to be pretty busy over the next year in 2026.
What advice would you give other local musicians just starting out?
It's stressful. Keep going. There's a lot of times you just want to stop and, question why you're even doing music, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it's all worth it. It does slow down. It does have good time. Keep at it. Make sure you got time for personal, affairs. Make sure you got time for your family.
Yep.
And your personal life, and just keep going with your dreams. It's a gift. If you got it, you don't.
Yeah.
Or you got it, you got it. If you don't, you don't. You want to keep going with it, it's all up to you. It's the biggest,
critic. Yeah, your biggest critic. So.
Yeah.
We're down to the final couple questions. It's a one question, but I always make it into two parts. But where can fans follow you on social media, and where can they stream or hear your music?
So I'm on all platforms, Apple Music. I'm not too big on social media, so I pretty much stick on to Facebook is my big one. But mm-hmm. I'm going off that. We got TikTok and stuff. You pretty much punch my name on Google and find me somewhere.
Yeah.
With my flooring installation company and Yelp, pretty easy to find me nowadays, I'll be honest.
Dustin, I want to thank you for coming on and giving us a little insight on who Dustin Wolford is. We'll have to do this again in the future, and I appreciate your time.
All righty, Jeremy. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you have a great day, too. And like I said, once again, thanks for coming on. And we'll be talking to you again real soon.
This is Dustin Wolford, and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
After school, I can't even remember the last time I seen you. I can recall the last thing that was said. It except you had to work that day. Boy, it's too late, now go to bed. Time's gonna call just when you think you see it all. It don't rewind, no, it don't pretend. It hits like a wave, won't blink, it's the end of time's gonna call just when you think you see it all. Soon you'll see one day it'll be all gone. Oh, time's gonna call. On the clock, fourth quarter touchdown pass. You miss a game that day. You said it would be the last. It's okay, there's only one game. Oh, time's gonna call just when you think you've seen it all. It don't rewind, no, it don't pretend. It hits like a wave.
That's gonna do it for another edition of Kickin' Country and keeping it local on Buck 92.3. Fresh sounds, hometown voices, and new country you heard here first. Wherever the road takes you this week, Buck 92.3's got the soundtrack. Be good to each other, and we'll catch you next Sunday.
Where country legends live, Buck 92.3.